Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This is our 100th episode, and we have a very special episode for you this week. We have our weekly check-ins, of course, but this week we have Dads Tell All, where our husbands, Corey and Steve, are going to come on and answer your questions and maybe participate in some of our special segments from the past. And of course, we close with our BFPs and BFNs. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
It's our 100th episode. It's
100. Woo woo. What's that klaxon sound? No, is that, what is the sound I'm thinking of? It's like, burr, burr, that like celebratory horn thing.
I'm thinking of like what Pitbull would have in his like Miami club. That
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
How does it go?
Yeah. I don't know. I think we got to find a sound effect and okay. insert it right there.
Okay, hold on. Let's find out.
Okay.
Let's see. Pitbull. Miami horn. Let's see if this comes up with anything. Oh, the original hip-hop air horn. Here we go.
Hip-hop air horn. That's it.
Let's see.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's all we're going to do to celebrate our 100 episodes, right? Let's play that horn.
We should announce to our listeners that we're going to play that horn every episode from now
on. Oh, lucky you guys.
Yeah, our numbers just plummet. Like, where plummet. Do all our listeners go? Definitely what pregnant women and new parents want to hear. Just
yes,
a loud-ass horn in their ear. Anywho, can you tell me about what's been going on this week? We got to do our check-ins, even though it's a special episode and we got some fun stuff coming up. I still want to hear what you're doing and how your toddler is this week.
My toddler is 16 months and 3 weeks. And let's see. Let's start with the cute stuff. Okay. So I have a little table, toddler table and chairs, which we got for Elle when she was like 2. And I really got it at that time for like arts and crafts and doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then I remembered that Janet Lansbury, the rye expert and my parenting guru, recommends that toddlers start eating meals at a little table whenever they can learn to sit on their own. And obviously I haven't been doing that this whole time. You know, she still sits in a high chair, like this little booster high chair seat we have. But I was like, oh, you know, she's showing an interest in getting into the chairs by herself now, and she can do it. And so I started feeding her and Elle snacks at this little table. And it is, I don't know, it's just freaking adorable to see a tiny little squish cutie toddler like run over to a little table, hop on the chair, you know, her little feet swing in because they don't hit the floor quite yet, and like eat her little snack. And she loves it. It's a routine now. So
it's
like,
fun.
Yeah, I'm like, it's snack time. Boom. She like zips over there, gets in the chair and gets ready to eat. It's just adorable.
That's really cute. I used to be really good about like all snacks and meals are at the table while sitting down. And now I'm just like, here, kid, have one of those. What do you even call those? Those little munchkin cups they can like get stuff out of with the like with the perforated top.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just call it a snack cup. We have
the
those.
Snack cup. I just hand him a snack cup because he's just like, he never sits still. So I don't know, picking my battles. But that sounds lovely and like very good developmentally.
It probably is. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying like every single snack is like this. We definitely do walking around with pouches and snack cups and stuff. But the fact that she has shown such an interest in it and just associated it with snack time and runs over there, I'm really going with it. And the next thing now is to try to make sure she sits down there while she's eating. Like, if we're going to do that, then stay there and don't get up and walk around with your banana and stuff like that.
Yeah. Banana and walking is just a recipe for having banana mushed into your rug.
Oh, I know. And I'm like so ridiculously overprotective of our Nugget, that like couch play couch thing I got that I spent a fortune on. I'm like, no food on the Nugget. And of course, that's the place they want to go because it's like cozy and their height to sit down. And like, no food on the Nugget. I don't want smashed banana on the Nugget.
I think that's a reasonable thing. That thing was expensive and you want to keep it nice.
Yes. I mean, I can take the covers off and wash them, but then that's just the thing I have to do. And I don't want to do that thing. So that's that. That's super cute. And then another thing, you know, I've talked, of course, about Cece's night terrors and how she gets into these bouts of just inconsolable, unsoothable crying. And it happened again recently, and I just Googled it, as you do. And like the first thing that came up with inconsolable toddler crying was dairy allergy. And I was like, they could have a dairy allergy, and this also causes eczema. And we've mentioned before, like, she's got some eczema spots, and they've just been getting worse. Like, her little red spots are really bad. So I was like, oh God, maybe she has a dairy allergy. So I just decided to cut dairy out of her diet and see what happens. I have not consulted a doctor about this yet. I'm just totally doing this on my own as an experiment because she doesn't like super love milk or anything. She's not super addicted to it.
Didn't you have to cut milk and dairy out of your diet for a while when you were breastfeeding?
Yeah, I did. So that's also made me think, you know, maybe there is something to it. And then I'm like, her eczema spots kind of started once we started drinking cow's milk. Before that, she was, you know, just on like a dairy tolerant formula. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's hard because she does like cheese, you know, and Elle still eats cheese. And she's like, cheese. But I'm really hoping it helps because, gosh, those bouts of crying, I don't know if she's in pain or not. If it's a night terror, she's not in pain. If it's bad indigestion from a milk allergy, she's got to be in pain. So I'm just constantly trying to figure out and problem solve this baby.
How long have you been cutting out the milk now, or the dairy?
I just started a couple days ago.
Okay. All right. So we will check back in on that for sure. That's interesting. I mean, it's always an option to do something like that, a little elimination. It doesn't hurt. Right? Especially even if it's short term, like, I don't think any doctor is going to be like, oh my God, the child didn't get cheese for 2 weeks. How has this child survived?
Throw that mother in jail.
Yeah.
The challenge really is like what to give her to drink instead of milk. So I've been doing water. I don't know. I gave her some almond milk and it was like, she didn't really like it. And then, you know, before bed, she was drinking a little warm milk. So I'm like, how about warm water with some lemon? And we call it tea. So now she's like, tea.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
So she gets tea before bed.
Why not? That seems totally fine. I mean, my doctor was basically like, they don't need milk.
Like, yeah, I remember you saying that. That helped me like feel good about this decision, actually.
So I don't have any problem with it. Dr. Laura. Oh, God, Dr. Laura. I don't want to be known as Dr. Laura.
No.
I'm also not a doctor. Your good friend Laura says, yes. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. Well, I'll keep you updated if it makes any difference in her skin and sleeping and crying. So
we definitely want to know.
All right. That's it for me. Laura, what have you guys been up to? How old's your baby?
My baby, toddler, big boy, is 15 months and 3 weeks. He does seem so big now, you know? Anyway, I don't want to get into that because it makes me sad. Every time I put him in a t-shirt and not like a onesie, I'm like, you look like a grown-up.
I know. And like they like wear jeans and like shoes now and stuff. And it's like, you're just a little adult.
I know. Who wears diapers?
True.
So we have a couple updates this week. Our first update is that we have introduced a stuffed animal to his crib.
Oh, fun.
Yes, we introduced Hudson, who's this little knit bear, and we called him Hudson because he's from the Hudson Bay Company, which is a Canadian, it's kind of like Canadian Nordstrom, you know? It's like kind of like a fancy Canadian, I don't know, maybe our Canadian listeners can give us a better analogy, but it's like a more upscale Canadian department store. And my uncle, who lives in Toronto, brought it down when he came to visit when the baby was a newborn. And I picked it because I was like, okay, I know where this is from, so I can order a second one. And it didn't have any, like, eyes. You know, it was just 100% like knit fabric. So I was like,
okay. It doesn't have eyes.
It has, like, sewn on, like, yarn eyes.
Oh,
it doesn't
it's
have,
not
like,
an
hard...
eyeless creature.
No. It's a very cute little bear with like stripes. And but they sewed the eyes with thread instead of like those hard things that could be choking hazards in theory. I mean, I know almost all of them have like the safety, you know, eyes, but I just was like, you know, let's just pick a super safe one. And he really likes it. You know, he would pick it up and run around with it. So he took to it instantly, which was really sweet. Like, he immediately just hugged it and used it as a pillow. And now he, like, has to hold it while we go around, like turning on the white noise and turning the lights off before Aww. Bed and stuff. Mm-hmm. He has to have it, which is really cute. Then I went to go order a new one.
Why? What happened to the other one?
Oh, so part of the reason I wanted this particular one was because I knew where I could order a second one because I wanted to get a backup, right?
Okay.
I wanted to have a backup lovey so that there weren't any like nighttime disasters if, you know, let's say he has a diaper leak on it or it gets, I don't know, snagged and unravels or something. Mm-hmm. Just, I've heard it's really good to have backup loveys. And I was like, okay, I know where this one comes from. I can just go order a backup lovey. Mm-hmm. Problem solved. So he sleeps with it for a couple nights and it's very cute and he's clearly attached. And then I go to the Hudson Bay website and I look and I discover that it's $55.
What? For a little stuffed animal?
It's a bigger, like it's almost like his height. It's kind of a longer stuffed animal. And I think it's uh-huh. handmade. And like, it's definitely, I think, priced fairly in that I think it's like handmade and it supports whatever. It has some kind of charity behind it, I think. I just did not know. And like, had I known, I might have chosen a cheaper lovey. But anyway, I was complaining about this to my mom, possibly strategically, and she was like, oh, grandma will buy it for him.
Oh, excellent.
So she gave me her credit card number, and then I went to order it, and they don't ship to the U.S.
Oh, my gosh. You found the most impossible lovey to get.
I did. So now it's being shipped to my cousin who lives in Toronto, and he's going to ship it to me. He has a, I think, 3 or 4 year old. Gosh, I can't remember how old he is now. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And he understands, you know,
yeah.
he understands the plight. So when I asked him, he was like, oh, yeah, no problem. So it's going to be arriving eventually.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you figured out a way to do
Best
that. You know, it's laid plans. Yes, exactly. It never, in all my years of parenting, it never occurred to me to do something like get a backup stuffed animal. I think, I don't know, maybe just who I am. I was just like, let's just get her 1 zillion different stuffed animals. Mm. And if she loses one, like she's just got to fall in love with another one or something. Like we have so many stuffed animals and my girls have never shown like a real attachment to one in particular. So I haven't had to face that problem. But
well, that's good.
It's good to be prepared.
If they're not obsessed with one specific one, that could be fine. I was thinking about my childhood and mm-hmm. I had my kitty cat. Which mm-hmm. this is a thing that a couple of years ago, I went back to Fresno and my dad was like, oh, I have a box of your things. Here you go. And I was going through them in front of Corey and I was like, oh, my gosh, kitty cat. I was like so excited. And I was like, uh-huh. I slept with this every night for like, you know, 12 Aww. Years or something. And he was like, God, this explains so much because it's a big, fluffy, white cat.
Oh, my God. That
is
hilarious.
What I ended up with. And it's funny because I was like, oh, yeah. Is that why I have fluffy, white cats? Maybe.
Yeah. So, it's a comfort thing for you.
It is. But I was given this little cat. I think it might. I can't remember what birthday. Like third birthday or something by my mom's friend. And I immediately bonded with it, probably because we had like a string of outdoor cats that kept getting killed by the neighbor dogs, apparently.
Oh,
I don't remember any of this. Mm-hmm. And in retrospect, I'm like, Mom, stop letting the cats go outside. But apparently mm-hmm. I was traumatized by the most recent cats dying. So I like latched onto this. And we only had one.
Uh-huh.
So it was like brown, you know, gray,
yeah.
disgusting. And there was one close call where we went to Hawaii on vacation. And
Uh-oh.
As we were like about to leave the hotel, I suddenly was like, kitty, kitty, where's kitty? And my mom had to rush back to the room. And she found that the cleaning people had like scooped it up in the sheets. And it was like literally in like the sheet bin about to go off to get washed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So from my own experience, I was like, we got to have two.
Gotcha.
Like part of me is like, oh, we got to have three. But I think maybe at $55, we'll just let it be.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, because what I said earlier, like maybe it's my personality, because when I was young, I didn't have that kind of like single attachment to something. I just remember a room full of just like tons and tons of different Care Bears and different like stuffed animals and just multiple. Like I just wanted more, and, like just dive right into all of them. So it's funny. Different people. It's so interesting.
Yeah, it is so interesting.
Yeah.
And so some of the other fun stuff this week is he's suddenly very into like percussive stuff. Like specifically, there's a song, it's called Matilda. I don't know. Do you know it? It's like, I have a pet gorilla. Matilda is her name. Anyway, you either clap or slap your legs. Usually what the way I do it is I slap my legs. And he'll now like start slapping his legs to ask me to sing the song.
Oh, cute.
He just loves it. And then there's another song I learned in Mommy and Me, which is like you do like a slap, slap, clap. You know, you like, let me see if I can do it. It's on here. Like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And you sing a song. And he's been trying, and you do it on a table. Like the one we have is like, sitting in my high chair, sitting in my high chair, banging my spoon.
That's so cute.
So he will like sit at his high chair and, you know, he knows that's when we do it because we're trying to distract him because dinner's not ready or whatever. Uh-huh. And he's been starting to like get the pattern. He doesn't do it exactly right, but he'll like slap the table a couple times and then he'll clap a couple times and he's really working hard.
Oh, wow. It.
That's which cool. I think is just so interesting.
Yeah, I love that. Maybe he'll be a drummer.
Maybe. I mean, Corey was a drummer.
What?
In the band.
Oh, yeah.
The Singles.
Awesome.
But, I mean, by the way, this is like a local band. I think they played 3 gigs or something. Oh, okay. So no one needs to go look them up on Spotify. But the other thing he'll do is that we'll ask him, like, what song do you want to sing before bedtime? Because we always sing songs. And it used to be he would just go, ba-ba, because he wants to hear Ba-ba Back Sheep. But now he goes, bitsy, bitsy. Aww. And he, like, wiggles his little fingers together to try to do the itsy bitsy spider.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's really,
they're
really
showing
cute.
Preferences now and stuff. It's just so cool.
I know. I really love the communication. Mm-hmm. I find it so helpful.
So helpful. Yeah, I love it. One thing I forgot to mention I was going to say about this week's check-in is that you told me how your guy's been doing the more
sign. Yeah.
The more sign. And I was like, okay, I'll see if I can teach Cece. And I taught it to her while we were eating and she picked it up immediately. I was super impressed. And then like I'm so lazy. I forget about things, you know. And then like a couple days later, we were in the bathtub and she goes, bubble. And then starts doing like this more sign. And I was like, what? And she just kept going like that and that. And I was like trying to figure out what it was. And I was like, oh my God, you want more bubbles. Like you're probably thinking of the bubble bath we had the other night. And so I like made her bubble bath and stuff. And if she wants to hear a song again now, she does it. And it's crazy to me that like they can take that concept to something that's not just like a physical object like food. It's just like more music, more tickle my leg more. She does that one a lot. You know,
oh, yeah, we
like
do that. Our method of brushing his teeth at bedtime is that like I will blow on his belly and like tickle him while Corey tries to brush his teeth because he laughs so much. His mouth is wide open. He has so many freaking
that's
teeth.
Smart.
And sometimes I worry like, oh, tickling, you know, is he really liking it? So I'll pause and then he'll just look at me and like do more. He's like, signs more. So I'm like, okay. But it's nice to know that I'm not, you know, because some kids, you'll laugh when getting tickled, but they don't necessarily like it. So I always pause to check in with him. But he like, sometimes the more can get really aggressive. Like with the bubbles, like if the bubble machine runs out while we're playing with it, he like walks up to me, he's like, more, you know, he's not saying it, but he's just like frantically slamming his hands together.
Jamming his fingernails together. Oh, I love it. Yeah, the communication is improving and it's just so cool and so fun.
It's so great. It's so great. Well, I think that's it for me this week. Shall we move on to our very fun special segment?
I'm ready. Let's do it. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
All right, we are back, and we are excited because we have a very special segment for our 100th episode. Laura and I have our husbands, aka our baby daddies, aka our dudes, here to spill the beans, tell all. And this segment may or may not end in divorce. We'll see. I don't know. All right. Laura, why don't you introduce your husband to us all?
Yes. So my husband's name is Corey. We've been married for, how long have we been married, Corey?
Ooh, a test right off the bat. You're already failing.
4 years. We just celebrated 4 years.
It's true. We did just celebrate 4 years.
Congratulations, you guys.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks,
Steve.
Thank you.
Steve did a reading at our wedding.
He did.
And Shauna was a bridesmaid. So everyone was involved. And Corey, yeah, he is the love of my life and the father of my child.
True.
True.
He's so perfunctory about it.
And he's begrudgingly joining us on this episode.
Not begrudgingly. I'm very happy to be here.
Hi.
Semi-grudgingly.
Aww.
I mean, it's about time, really. Steve, it's about time. It's about time we weighed in on motherhood, don't you think? It's about time the men came in and explained motherhood.
Yeah, mansplain motherhood
I've been waiting to correct everything on this podcast for 100 episodes and get ready for a two-hour rant.
Oh, cool. So this is my husband, Steve.
Yeah. I was going to ask, who's that voice over there?
It's not my butler. It's my husband, Steve. We have been married for, this is going to be our 10-year anniversary.
Wow, 10,
this
really?
This coming October, I know. But okay, get ready to have your mind blown because we've actually been together 17?
Yeah. Since 2002.
Wow. Yeah, so coming up on 18 years. So yeah, we knew each other in high school, but started dating in our early 20s. And now we're geriatric parents. So you do the math. Yeah, so hi, Steve.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
People may also recognize Steve's name from our credits. He is our illustrious producer.
And no one listens to those.
No, you know what? I think the drop-off rate says otherwise. So there are 15 to 20% of your audience who knows my name.
Yes.
And I appreciate y'all.
Nice.
All right, Shauna, should we jump right into questions? Because we actually have a lot of questions and a lot of ground to cover. People are very curious about these guys.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Are they?
It turns out they are.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that too.
I am shirtless, by the way, in case that's a good selling point.
Are you really shirtless?
Yeah, just advertise that. A shirtless special episode. Just pantsless with shirt.
Yeah.
Just pantsless and shirtless.
Yeah.
Just naked.
It's the normal thing I do, which is socks, no pants, shirt.
Mustache.
Mustache.
Like a Donald Duck situation.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so our first question is from Marilyn. Big fan of the show. And she asks about our husbands. Do they listen to the episodes? And if so, do they care what's said about them? Like, is anything embarrassing or off limits that they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you shared that.
Do you want to go first, Corey? Or do you want me to talk?
No, I'll go first. I don't listen to the podcast. I listen to a couple episodes today.
Shame.
I mean,
there's so much shit talking about you
in preparation for this. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a horrible person. I just I don't have a lot of time to listen to podcasts. Laura knows this. Like,
yeah, it's true. I'm always recommending podcasts to him, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll get right on that," and it never happens.
Well,
that's not entirely true. You're listening to Oh Hello, the podcast.
Yeah, but like, and I have like, you know, in the 10 minutes that
yeah,
I might have time. I also I don't know. I feel like I see almost everything that Laura's probably
that's
talking
true.
About and experience a lot of it or hear about it.
But what about my life, Corey? Don't you want to know about my motherhood journey?
Oh, true.
And you know, I find that a little mystery is good in my life. So
good answer.
Yeah, otherwise, you'd have nothing to talk about when you saw
right,
us.
Right? Yeah.
My parenting. Well, how do you feel about us talking about you on the show?
I'm totally fine with it. I have no bad feelings about it. I don't mind that I'm a subject on this. I mean, you know, I support Laura's endeavor here. So like, and as long as it's honest, it's fine with me. I mean, you know, I'm not overly sensitive about stuff. Yeah, no, I'm ambivalent, I guess, towards it. I'm totally fine with it. It's like, you know. I understand what she's doing, and I think these things are best when, you know, they're honest and real and true, and So I'm fine with that. I have no qualms about that.
Thank you, sweetie.
Cool. Yeah.
I also like to think that I have good boundaries and know what is off limits to talk about.
Implicit in that. Like, I trust her implicitly. So I know that, like, you know, that she's not going to talk about my cocaine habit or something.
Mm. That's not a deeply held secret.
Yes. Yeah. You probably shouldn't have mentioned it just now.
Wait a
second.
Well,
here's the next question. Do any of your husbands do cocaine?
Oh, my God.
Now you can't get out of it.
So, Steve, do you listen to these episodes or what?
I do.
This is so unfair. I just want to point out how unfair this is, by the way.
I've been emailing Corey about all the episodes, trying to chat with him, husband on husband.
They have a two-person Facebook group about it.
I never get a response back. No, I do listen to episodes because I mix them and I export them and... producer confession, I don't listen to the entire episode sometimes. Sometimes I check ins and outs and middles and levels and export without listening to the whole thing. But I would say I do listen to the majority of the episodes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I don't, I don't care about what's in the episodes because like Corey, I don't lead a crazy life where I'm worried about what's going to get out there per se. And most people know I'm a super open book and you can ask me about anything and I'll be honest. And I like sharing honest, real stories with people because I feel like there are taboo things that don't need to be taboo. And I appreciate that you guys get real stories about pregnancy and motherhood out there for people to relate to who feel alone. And I'm really proud of both of you, to be honest.
Thanks.
Aww. Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
I'm proud too.
I said it first.
This whole thing is going to be you guys one-upping each other.
I'm sipping out of my husband out of the year mug, so.
Yeah, you got one of those, Corey.
He's got a best dad ever mug. No, actually.
Oh, I don't.
I should probably get you one for Father's Day.
Father's Day's coming up.
It is.
Let's move on. What's our next question?
We have an audio question. This one's a fun one.
Sweet.
Hi, Big Fat Positive team. This is Erin and baby Leo here from the UK. Congratulations on your 100th episode.
Thanks.
We want to know your dad confessions and anything crazy that you remember Googling either while the mamas were pregnant or since having your little ones.
Fun, fun, fun. Because I was wanting to challenge you guys to do some of our special segments because we put ourselves out there every week with the most embarrassing shit. So it's like, let's bring the dads into the fun. So I want to know, Corey, do you have a dad confession? And you know, Laura and I play a game with this where we say one real dad confession and one fake one. And then everyone else has to guess which one is correct. So would you be up for doing that?
Sure. As an avid listener, I am familiar with this game. So I'm completely ready for this.
Cool.
Okay, so two things, one that's not true and one that is.
Not necessarily in that order.
Right. No. Yeah, okay. So I get up with our guy in the mornings while Laura sleeps in. And he's always fascinated by my coffee cup, so I might have given him a sip of my not hot coffee. It was cooled off by then, but given him a little sip of coffee, which he didn't love, I didn't think. Couldn't tell.
Did he call it hot, even though it wasn't hot?
Well, yeah. I mean, of course. Yeah.
Anything in a coffee cup is hot.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one.
That's one. And then I may have tried to teach him how to say cocaine recently. He's gotten into repeating a lot now.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to see if he had it in him.
Yeah, I buy that one. I mean, that seems like the real one for sure.
I feel like Corey might be trying to trick us by being like, I'll throw a really casual one in there. Laura, do you know the answer to this? Me and Steve?
You guys have to guess because I do know the answer to this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to recuse myself.
Should we confer?
I think we can put in our own guess. I'm going to say cocaine.
I'm going to say cocaine, too, because God, I don't think you would give a baby a sip of coffee.
Even if it were lukewarm?
I know how much the nap is necessary, and I don't see you being like, nah, fuck this kid's nap schedule. You get a sip of coffee today because who gives a shit? I mean, there's no benefit to you.
But the benefit to your baby seeing cocaine is hours of laughter.
Oh, yeah. So. You were rolling on that, weren't you?
All right.
Okay. Did we get it?
Cocaine.
Of course, yes, yes. I thought that was going to be harder. I really thought I could stump you, but...
Oh, we're smarty pants.
He did not say it, by the way.
He didn't.
No.
What was the context?
He was repeating iced tea. Remember, he started, Laura was having iced tea with dinner, and he was repeating iced tea over and over again. Mm-hmm. So we were testing.
And then he pointed at your Coke.
Oh, that's what it was. Yes.
And I was like, Coke. And he said, Coke. And that's when you thought it was funny. You're like, I was like, can you say Coca-Cola? And you go, can you say cocaine?
Cocaine. No. Yeah. They used to make Coke with cocaine, guys. I don't know if you know that.
They do.
Gosh.
Okay. Funny. That was very transparent. I want to know if Steve has a dad confession.
I do.
Dad confession.
Confession. Dad confession. Confessions. Okay. Confession number one. I took a day off of work without telling Shauna so I could be alone for a day.
Whoa.
Let that one sink in. Confession number two. I would on occasion drink the rest of the breast milk after filling bottles.
I don't have any doubt that I know the answer to this one.
I know it too.
I'm going to leave it to you guys.
It's the breast milk one.
It's 100% the breast milk one, right?
Why is it 100%?
Because you would not, like, it's pretty low to take a day off of work and not tell
Shauna. I appreciate
Shauna.
That. Yeah. No,
that is
low. Would not. No. Shauna's super
supportive.
I would
be legitimately mad at you. Like, if that was true, I would have been like, okay, Steve, we got to have a talk.
I mean, I just think he's nasty like that.
What are you saying about my boob juice, dude?
That I am. Also, it is literally less nasty than drinking cow milk, if you think about it.
No, definitely.
You know, we've all done it before. Or most of us have done it before, had breast milk.
I don't think.
Did you ever taste it?
If
there's I'm still breastfeeding.
That's true.
You never drink breast milk from your mom's boob?
Oh.
That's what I mean. But... we've all done it in that
okay,
regard.
Okay.
Yes, before memories were
You nailed me, man. You nailed me with that.
Wasn't your way. Now, I did not know this actually for a really long time until our friend Jen mentioned it to me like 2 years after the fact. She was like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Steve told me that he used to taste your breast milk all the time. And I was like, what?
I never told you?
No, I did not know. I thought you took like a lick once because out of curiosity, but she was the one who told me that you did it on the regular, like every single time you gave the baby.
I wouldn't say every time, but
was that when you got all yoked out when you were like,
it is a really good muscle builder. It's got lots of protein. Yeah. I would take a tiny swig and then just get jacked. So many push-ups, but no, it's a natural thing. It tastes good, and it's not like I would pour myself a glass for enjoyment. It was just like I'm filling the bottle and there's like a tiny bit left, and I would just swish it in my mouth and
swish it. Oh my God.
Nothing but net.
Well, you guys are awfully transparent. That's all I have to say. or rather we know you. We all know each other too well.
That could be it.
Yeah. We've been friends for a long time.
But I'm curious, do you guys have any what I Googled? That was the second part of Aaron's question.
Radio silence.
I did not anything that would be shocking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no. I feel like...
You guys don't obsessively Google weird things about your pregnancy and your baby?
No, I think I just let you do all the Googling for both of us.
Thank you. I am honored.
It's probably for the best. We do a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Laura does so much research that and I get all the downloads for it. So it's hard to explore new subjects.
It's sweet that you called it research.
Well, okay, that sounds pretty definitive. Okay. Shauna, did you want to take a quick break and come back with the rest of our listener questions?
Yeah, we've got more dudes coming your way, so stick around. And then
stick
we'll
around for the dudes.
Stick around for the dudes and the BFPs and VFNs. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by L'Olivie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With L'Olivie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter L'Olivie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at L'Olivie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
L'Olivie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at L'Olivie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at L-O-L-A-V-I-E.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. We are back and we have some more questions for our husbands from our listeners. Shauna, do you want to play the next one?
Yes, let's do it.
Hi, Shauna and Laura. This is Laura from Denver, Colorado. My question for your husbands is, do they have any book or podcast or YouTube video recommendations for being expecting dads or new dads or just dads in general? One of my husband's frustrations when we were looking at books and such when I was pregnant was that there just weren't very many that were for dads. Thanks very much for the podcast. Love the show. Bye.
Steve, you want to go first?
Yeah. I'll be the first to say that I'm not great at picking up parenting books and reading them. I'm really good at accepting whatever parenting style Shauna No, that's not true. Shauna came to me early on with L and was like, I found this philosophy called the Rye philosophy. And I know you guys have talked about Rye on the podcast before, but it's Magda Gerber's philosophy, and it's about respectful parenting and treating your infant with respect. And Janet Lansbury kind of carries on that torch today with her books, No Bad Kids and Elevating Childcare. And I think early on, we kind of adopted that style of parenting. And I was really thankful that Shauna found that philosophy and read those books for me. and told me what to say and how to do things, and
gave you summaries.
I read some of it, but I would recommend those to any parent, whether you're a father or not. And I don't know about like father specific stuff because I didn't really look into it because I feel like I don't know, like being a dad isn't. I mean, it's different than being a mom, but I feel like the resources should be the same. Like you have a parent philosophy. You don't have it like a dad specific philosophy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like mom gifted me a book about being a good dad and it was awful. It was, I don't remember what it was called. And even if I did, I wouldn't call it out, but it was like a self-published Amazon book. And I could just tell from the cover, it was going to be a steaming pile. Because it was like really bad art and really bad font choice. And you know, the author did it all themselves.
Oh, yeah. The grammar, I think, was really bad. So, I was such a grammar nerd. So.
Yeah. Like the first chapter, I was diving into like, oh, I'm going to be a good dad and read this book. And it was like, I can't get past this. I can't get past these first few paragraphs.
You know
this
what?
Is terrible.
That book probably ruined you for parenting books.
Probably.
And you're like, oh, fuck this. I'm just going to let Shauna do all the work.
But you know what was super, super helpful is the 5 S's. If you haven't picked up the book, is that The Happiest Baby on the Block with the 5 S's? Or is that?
Yeah, but we watched, we bought a YouTube video or we bought some.
Amazon.
Amazon
has it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Harvey Karp 5 S's Happiest Baby on the Block video.
Yeah. That was a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to learn how to put your newborn to sleep very quickly, that's a great resource. Mm-hmm. And you can literally just watch the YouTube video and get the hang of it, or the Amazon video. You don't have to get the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I second that. That was, watching that video was revelatory and super helpful for us.
Sometimes I use the 5 S's on people who I can't get to be quiet. Like adults, I just pick them up. I shush them.
Yeah.
I sway them.
Yeah.
I swing them. I shake them.
Your coworker's like, what are you doing to me, Steve?
Shauna and I have talked about how we use the Rye technique on our animals.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Chili, I'm going to pick you up now.
Chili, I see that you're hungry.
See that you're hungry, but it's not dinner time.
I just did that with my cat, Magnus, today. I was like, Magnus, I see that you're hungry, and I know it's making you upset, but I have to work on other things right now, and I promise I'll get you your food soon. Magnus is just like, meow.
Yeah.
You could use the Rye technique on anyone.
Magnus has no time for Rye.
Oh, my God. I love it. He doesn't respect your respectful parenting.
What about you, Corey? Did you go into parenting with like a dad specific, you want to listen to podcasts and get dad books?
Again, my podcast listening habits are... non-existent.
The one.
I think. Yeah. I think. I don't know why we keep bringing this up. I feel like I'm being continuously shamed.
Do you listen to episodes of BFP?
No, I don't feel like there are a lot of like dad-specific podcasts. I mean, I would guess if I search for that, I wouldn't find very many.
I know there are a couple, but yeah, it's definitely not like mom podcasts.
Right.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Right. I had a friend who did recommend a book, and I started reading it, and there was something about the tone of it that I didn't like, and so I stopped reading. It was very like how men are like start to be ignored. There was just a tone to it that I was like, I don't like the vibe of this book, so I stopped reading it. But I think there's one book that I think you told me about with the Understanding Your Baby.
Our friend Ayelet's book. She was a guest on the podcast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I would read that. It goes week by week. So, and they're very short, quick chapters, and you kind of gives you a good overview of what's going on with your baby at the time. And so I would read it in the mornings while I was with him, and would incorporate some of the stuff that was in there. And yeah, it gave you a good insight to kind of what was going on with them. And then, you know, it'd go week by week. And that was super helpful. And again, it's like the chapters are very, you know, they're short, sweet, to the point. So it's very easy to pick mm-hmm. up. And then recently it's another book that Laura read and recommended, which is I think it's the same one Steve was talking about. Was it No Bad Babies or?
No Bad Kids.
No Bad Kids.
No Bad Kids.
for some reason, No Bad Babies sounds.
Look, that's a better title. So they should call me and thank me for that.
Yeah.
Which I think, yeah, it's like, it's super interesting. And I love the approach. And I felt like that's how we were kind of approaching it anyway, but there's stuff in there definitely that just makes you more aware of how, of the words I think you use with the kids, with the babies, and how you approach certain things that I think are just super smart and helpful. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
As a father of two now, I really need to review that philosophy, because my patience is so short now that I hear myself talking to Elle and I'm like, oh, that is not No Bad Kids philosophy way to speak to her. Mm-hmm. And just being like, Elle, no, get down from there. What are you doing? Don't do that. And I'm like, oh my God, that's all the stuff that I, you know, like mm-hmm. once I adopted that philosophy early on, we would like go to some place and hear people talking to their kids like that. I'm like, oh damn, I'm so glad I'm not that kind of parent. I'm like, oh man, I have relaxed way too much on.
Well, circumstances are different too. I mean, now it's like I've got to kind of scream at her from across the room because I can see she's about to push Cece, who's much smaller, into the door, you know, because they're running, and I have to be like, no, stop, you know, and that's not the time, I personally don't think, to be like, Elle, I see that you're enjoying
about to injure your sister.
I see that you're about to kill your sister.
I know it upsets you.
I would really appreciate it.
It's, you know, circumstances, I understand. But yes, I want to review that book too, because it's very... very helpful.
No Bad Kids Book Club.
Yep.
Hey, Shauna, we actually have so many more questions we need to get to and just don't have time. So I'm thinking let's do them on a bonus episode later this week. What do you say?
I love it. Let's do it. But do we have one last question?
Yeah, we do have one more question. It's actually a really good one to end on. So, Shauna, will you do us the honors and read it for us?
Absolutely. This is from Hannah, and she asks, my question is, what advice would you give a first-time dad?
Hi, Hannah.
Go ahead,
Corey, aren't you going to say hi? Jesus.
Oh, hi, Hannah. Nice to meet you.
So who's going first?
I went first last time.
That's true.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll go first. Advice. I think, like I said earlier, like I would just say go into it with the mindset that it's going to be hard, you're going to be tired, and that's okay. But like you can get through it. You can function. It's just, you get used to it. And I know for me, like, especially in those like early weeks when, you know, you do feel a little secondary because, I mean, the moms are so much more important as far as the, you know, breastfeeding and all that stuff, if you're breastfeeding, that I think for me, like, I tried to be helpful in other ways. I tried to do dishes, even though I left some glasses maybe on the side.
I think three specifically.
you know, I tried to do things on the periphery to make things easier for Laura, and you know, just to, I think maybe just stay busy and feel like I was functioning in the thing. You know, when there's just things you can't do. Like as hard as I tried, I could not breastfeed our guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't try that hard.
he does try to lift your shirt up these days.
He does. Oh, I'm like, goodness. Dude, you give it a go, but I think you're gonna be disappointed. So yeah, and it's just, you know, find the time to spend with them when they're not being nursed. I mean, it's hard, but it's amazing. And just, I think also like trying to be, you know, present, just enjoy like the little moments. I mean, there it is. it is kind of boring, you know, but like I think kind of finding the joy in those boring moments is a challenge, but I think, you know, that's just as important, I guess. So,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like one of the most important things you can do as a dad to a newborn is really, like Corey was saying, do everything you can to support your wife or the mom.
Or domestic partner.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, or domestic partner, whoever is, you know, feeding and doing all the heavy lifting. I wrote a note down in my phone, which was Johnny on the spot. And I feel like if you are the Johnny on the spot person, really taking charge of like making sure all the breastfeeding or the pumping supplies are clean, the bottles are clean, doing dishes, you know, take on the house manager role, take out the trash. It's like all the little stuff that you wouldn't want to do if you just delivered or had a C-section or, you know, like be the one who's making life easier for the other person. Mm-hmm. Did I do that for you? Do you feel like?
Well, yeah, I have a memory of with Elle, like breastfeeding was tricky, and I went to a breastfeeding class, and they all used the My Breast Friend. Mm-hmm. They all used the My Breast Friend like pillow, and it was so much better and so much easier. And I came home that day, and I was like, gosh, that breastfeeding pillow just like made a world of difference. And like within a second, you like found out where it was located in a store nearby, and you're like, I'm gonna go get it. And you just like went and bought me one, like, and I had one within 30 minutes. So that was really cool.
Yeah. Take care of everything. Just hop to it.
Yeah. It's so helpful.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing I wrote down is take lots and lots of photos and videos and notes of delivery day. Because I wish I had more, like, you know, you take photos and videos and stuff, but you're always like, oh, what was that moment I'm missing from my memory now? Mm-hmm. And the first time when Elle was delivered, I was really kind of freaked out because I don't like surgeries and ORs and medical stuff.
Well, it was completely like urgent situation, unexpected.
Yeah, we didn't know we were going to be doing a C-section. And so I'm like, oh man. And you hear about C-sections all the time. And I feel like I never heard anyone talk about how serious it feels when you're in the room. And you're like, oh, this is like a real surgery. This isn't just a little snip and a tug and the baby's out. It's like, we're doing real surgery in here. And my wife is awake and I'm here for it. And, you know, it can be scary. It can be totally scary.
You just feel like you're in the way in that room, really.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't take any photos or videos. Oh, no. Did I? I did. I took a few.
I don't know.
It's all a fucking blur. But
yeah.
I wish I had been more present for that first one and like.
Well, you know what was nice about that one? It was really scary and like unexpected and I was shaking and like so scared and you were very present with me. Like even after the baby came out, I think like you maybe looked at her, but instead of like running over to snap photos and videos of her, you were like, I'm going to stay with you and help you feel calm for a little bit first. Yeah. And I just will never forget that. That was like so nice because I couldn't be with the baby either. You know, like I just went through this and couldn't be with her, but at least I could be with you. And so.
I do remember feeling like we were there for each other and I just really had to focus on you and make sure that you were staying calm. And I remember talking to you about what the nursery looks like and what it was going to be like to take her home.
Oh, that's right.
Try to do some positive visualization and just, you know, get through a stressful moment together.
Yeah, that was super sweet. Oh, well, that's some awesome advice, you guys. I hope that's helpful.
I hope it's helpful too. Good luck with everything. And I feel for all of you out there listening and getting ready to become parents or in the thick of newborn phase. And
it's the best.
It's the
best. It really is awesome.
I have a lot of love for you, and I hope you guys are all doing well.
Okay, guys. So we always end with our guests by asking them what a recent BFP in their life is, and that's big, fat, positive, something happy, wonderful, something that's lifted you up, made you smile, something positive that's happened recently. Or it could be a product. You know, we love to talk about our products. Corey.
Yeah, if you got it on Amazon, it fits
I was going to talk about our guy, because he started doing this thing that he's done a lot with Laura, but he hadn't done it so much with me. But he started doing it, which he gets real close, he goes forehead to forehead and like gets like really intense eye contact.
Oh my God.
And then like, yeah. And it's like super sweet. And he's done a lot with you. Mm-hmm. It's a thing that was exclusively for Mom. Aww. But he started doing it with me. I don't know if it's like a stalling tactic before we put him to bed. I don't care. I'm going to take it. Because it's like so sweet, and he just gets this adorable look in his face, and then he gives you a little kiss, and it's I don't know, it's very nice.
It's so cute. And it's so cute because he takes your glasses off.
Oh yeah, he has to take my glasses off. Yeah. It's very She's All That.
I love that. The sweetie pie.
It is the sweetest.
Yeah, yeah. So there's nothing that compares to that right now.
Yeah,
that's a great BFP.
Steve, I want to hear your BFP.
Yeah, mine is actually really similar. Cece is just really into being physical right now and like doling out hugs left and right. And she loves to tackle me and get tickled and roll around with me. And it's just the most wonderful thing to like hold your baby and be silly.
Yeah, giggling, lots of giggling, huh?
And yeah, I laugh, and she loves laughing right now. So it's just, the whole thing is just so great. And sometimes she'll lay down on my chest with her back, and she likes to do tummy tickles. And so I'll lay with her, and I'll pull her shirt up and tickle her tummy and sing a little song that goes, tickle your belly, tickle your belly, I'm tickle your belly. And she just sits there, and like I can see the little goosebumps on her arm form.
God. No.
And she just loves getting little tummy tickles. No.
That's the cutest.
It's all the really adorable like 17-ish month stuff that's coming up right now that I love so much.
Yeah, it's such a fun age.
Yeah. Aww.
So cute. They just keep getting cuter. I keep saying that, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
Yep. This is such
you don't
a
think
fun
your
age.
Baby could get any cuter, and then like you wake up the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh gosh, thank you guys so much for coming and doing this and answering our listener questions. And
yeah, thanks for having us.
And
thanks for being good sports.
Yeah, and being good husbands.
And good husbands. Yeah. And dads, yeah.
You're welcome.
Best dads.
Thank you for being best wives and moms ever.
Thanks.
No. Thanks.
Yeah. When can I not listen to this?
Monday.
Monday. Show comes out on Mondays. Let's take a break, Shauna. What do you say?
Yes. Let's come back with our BFPs and BFNs.
And we're back. I kind of wish we'd have Corey and Steve on the show every week.
Yeah, that was fun.
Let's see if they'll agree to that. Doubt it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we do have something every week, which is our BFPs and BFNs. And Shauna, I want to hear what your BFP or BFN is.
I do have a BFP for this 100th episode.
Oh, good.
Yay. It starts with a BFN, though, which is I had a horrible migraine earlier this week. I am prone to them, unfortunately. And it was just so bad. Like, I could not really get out of bed in the morning. You know, usually I pop out of bed at like 6 a.m. and I was just like, no, I can't move. And so Steve, you know, took over the kids in the morning, and I got to sleep in a little bit. And then all of a sudden, a little bit later on in the morning, I hear a knock on my door, and in comes Elle, my four-year-old. And she's like, hi, mama, you're not feeling good. And I'm like, no, you know, I have a headache. I'm not feeling great. And she got up on my bed and gave me a hug. And then she's like, mama, do you want me to make you breakfast in bed? And I was like, yeah, sure. That'd be awesome. So she went out to the kitchen, I guess. You know, I stayed in bed and like poured some Lucky Charms or something, or her leftover Lucky Charms, I don't know, and put a little milk in it and brought it back to my room with a spoon all by herself.
Wow.
And I was just like, that's so sweet. I totally thought it was prompted by Steve. Mm-hmm. But even still, it was very sweet. And then later on that day, when I was finally up and about, I was like, did you prompt her to do that breakfast in bed thing? He's like, no, I don't know where that came from. And I was like, I don't either. So she just, on her own accord, decided to like help me feel better and comfort me.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
It also shows you're doing something right. She cares about others and wants to help people feel better.
Yeah. You know, kids are just wonderful. Having kids is wonderful. I love my kids. So, yeah.
They're good ones.
Yeah, they are. That's really all I have for my BFP. Do you have a BFP or BFN for us?
I have a little BFP. Mm-hmm. It's so much less significant than yours.
Oh, sorry.
Mine is a product that I have purchased on Amazon. And now that we're getting into summer and it's hot outside, I'm just so happy that we have it. And it's called, and ready, get ready for an Amazon keyword jumble. Okay. It's the Alwoa Splash Pad, 68-inch kids sprinkler pad for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-year-olds. But anyway, it's what it is this, like, it's a splash pad. It's like 68 inches, I'm guessing, in diameter, circumference. It must be, no, it's 68 inches in circumference. It has to be.
Oh, okay.
And what it is it's just basically like a plastic ring, right, that has like a mat in the middle. And the mat in the middle has like a cute little turtle and a cute little shark. Mm-hmm. And, other little sea creatures, and there are little holes around the ring on the outside, and you stick your hose in it, you just attach your garden hose to it, and it becomes a splash pad. So like all the little holes just spray water up, and you can adjust the height on it. It can be like either really low or really high depending on how high you have your hose on. And I will say it's not great for the environment. It does put off a lot of water, but it has been so great for my toddler playing in our yard on these hot days. So we love it. I'll post a photo and or video to our social media so you guys can see it. There's a couple versions on Amazon too. I'm sure there's no one that's better than the other. But the one I have is the Alwoa, A-L-W-O-A. And the other thing that's really fun about it is it has this turtle on it that he really loves, right? And
a picture of a turtle or a like picture, a blow-up turtle?
It's a picture of a turtle. It's otherwise completely flat. And he has, so when we're not using it, we drape it over the front fence to dry because you got to like let the water drip out of it. And he'd point to it and he'd go, turtle, turtle. And I was like, yeah, that's the turtle. And I tell him, you know, but we're not going to play with the turtle. It needs to be hot to play with the turtle. And so now, now when we go by the front window and he sees it, he goes, turtle, hot. I'm like, yep.
Oh my goodness. It's They're so making cute. Connections. That's so cute. Well, that sounds like a really cool product and probably something I need to get to add to my menagerie of
To add to your inflatable panda.
I love that our kids are saying the animals of the water toys they play with. Cece's like, panda, panda.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it's educational.
Exactly.
There you go. And I do want to say, that's not my only BFP. We actually have a joint BFP on our 100th episode.
We do.
Which is you guys, our listeners.
Wow, that's like a, been like a year and a half BFP, really, or however long we've been doing this.
From day one, honestly.
Yes.
From the first time we published, we've been getting the best feedback and comments and just like commiseration from our listeners. You guys are just so awesome. We love interacting with you on our Instagram and Facebook accounts. The Facebook community group has just been so fun. I get so excited when I see there's a new post in there. I'm like, ooh, someone's posting something. Like, is it another cute baby? Like, I hope it is.
Yeah, I love it too. It's so fun. And you guys, this is the reason we do this, really. You know, I just love being able to give back and help people through this time. And so thank you all. Thank you for listening. We love you guys.
We really do. And please keep listening because this is just the beginning.
Yes. Or is it?
Or no, it is. But you know what? It's not the beginning of this episode because
it
we are done.
End.
It is the end.
All right, Laura. So speaking of community group, why don't you tell everyone where they can find us and get into that community group and send us messages?
Yes. So we are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at BFP Podcast. But you should also search Facebook for Big Pet Positive Community. It's a closed group, so we'll have to add you. But once you get added, and I will add you as soon as possible, as soon as my toddler allows, you can join in on all the great conversations, and you can know that they're private, which is one of the great things about having a closed group. You can also reach out to us on our website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com, or send us a voice memo or email to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com.
If you love our show, please consider rating and reviewing us on whatever platform you listen. If you haven't done so already, we appreciate all those ratings and reviews. And let your friends know about Big Fat Positive Podcast. Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thank you so much for listening. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye. See you on 101.
Big Fat Positive.
Yeah. I can do it.
Okay.
I think Corey should.
Hi, welcome
it.
To.
Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive.
Yeah, in a weird, like, disguised voice.
Oh, my God.
Hello, welcome.
That was my bane.
Okay.
I just thought of another podcast.
Stop, we have 10% left on the computer. Stop it. All right.